Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on this Monday morning, Monday, November the 20th, 2023, 20 minutes past the hour, 36 degrees, cloudy skies here in the Marion area. It is Thanksgiving week. My goodness, it has finally come upon us. The holidays will kick off this Thursday, Thanksgiving, November 23rd. Can you believe it's already here? I certainly cannot believe it. But I will tell you this. I am looking forward to Thanksgiving this year, maybe more than I have looked forward to Thanksgiving in quite a while. I was thinking about this over the weekend. You know, the last few Thanksgivings, probably dating back to, 2020 was a pandemic Thanksgiving. So that was a little odd. And then 2021 was a pandemic Thanksgiving, so that was kind of odd. And then last year, I really don't know. Last year, I'm going to say, was kind of the flaky Thanksgiving. Strange things happened last year that I really don't know what or why they happened. But they're not going to happen again this year because changes have been made. So I'm really, really, really looking forward to Thanksgiving this year, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I've been talking to people. And apparently there's some people from out of town who apparently are going to stop by on Thanksgiving, and new people this year that have never been to Thanksgiving. I like that. I think that's what Thanksgiving's all about. I think it's bringing in people and getting together and having a nice meal. Sometimes it's your family, sometimes it's your friends, sometimes it's people you work with. I just think it's great to have a nice Thanksgiving each and every year. And I've said this many, many times, that I think sometimes, not that there's anything wrong with your family, I mean, my family is at my Thanksgiving, but I think when it's just your family, the same people every year, you pretty well know what they're going to say and what they're going to do and what they're going to cook. And it's nice to get together, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I think bringing people in from the outside who are normally not there can also be a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving. And heavens knows there's a lot of other stuff going on this year as well. Let's start with the fruitcake toss. Fruitcake toss is picking up a lot of steam. The fruitcake toss will happen here at the station on Thursday night, December the 14th at 7 p.m. We already have 26 people in the fruitcake toss. Now, I do have a new little addendum to the fruitcake toss here this morning. Let me run down the people who are in it so far. We have Ted Jolliffe, Adam, Dr. Davis, Kerr Murray, Andy Appafeller, Sarah, Chip, Mr. Neal, Carrington, Matt, myself, Judy Summers, Glenn Coble, Lee, Glenn Jerome, Tyler Wilson, Bill Collins, Mary Ellen Withrow, Jack Kellogg, Fruitcake Lily, 10 years old, Pastor Craig, Ted Williams, Sheila Evans, Linda Sims, Ed, Linda's husband, and Caleb Rice are all in the event so far. 26 people in the fruitcake toss already. And again, that will happen on Thursday night, December the 14th at 7 p.m., and the event will be broadcast that night at 9 p.m. Now, we do have a plaque, thanks to Bob Welsh, that we are going to give to the winner of that event. And this is kind of interesting. We are going to be giving away a family four-pack of tickets to the Columbus Zoo Lights that night as well. So there will be a prize for the big fruitcake toss. Now, again, if you want to nominate anybody for the fruitcake toss, you just call during the morning show 740-751-4038. I'm here, 740-751-4038. If you have any new entrants you would like to put in to the Fruitcake Toss. So that's coming up December 14th at 7 p.m., but still plenty of time to get that all worked out. Now, what else do we have here coming up? Well, we've got the Caledonia Christmas in the Village coming up on Saturday, December the 9th at 6:15 p.m. I'll be there. Carrington and Matt will be there singing. If you didn't tune in on Friday night, their elf names are Claxton and Fruity C. Claxton and Fruity C, my elves will be with me in Caledonia on Saturday, December the 9th. I will read 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. They will sing a couple Christmas carols, and we will light the tree over in Caledonia. Now, prior to that, this coming Saturday, which I think this is a great honor, this coming Saturday, November the 25th at 7 p.m. in Founders Park, we will also be lighting the tree here in Marion. I'll be lighting the tree, again, reading 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. My elves will be there. They will be singing. We're going to have a grand old time this coming Saturday, the 25th at 7 p.m. in Founders Park, and I'm told the crowd will be over 3,000 people, so how about that? And we will follow the lighted truck parade in Marion this coming Saturday night. So that's coming up. We also have, this week, coming in on Wednesday, Bob Welsh will be here on Wednesday. We've done this for, this will be our third year. We have a Thanksgiving-themed pizza. We'll be on from 8 in the morning till 12 in the afternoon. We will have some kind of Thanksgiving-themed pizza. I don't know what it's going to be yet. 2 years ago, it was the turkey pizza. Last year, it was the pumpkin pie pizza. And this year, we don't really know yet. So we're going to see what's going to happen on Wednesday. And Bob says he has a couple surprises up his sleeve on Wednesday, so we'll be looking forward to that. I think that's also when he's bringing his Fruitcake Toss nominees here to Marion. Then on Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, Bob will be back with a Christmas-themed pizza, and I believe it's the second year we've done this. Last year, Bob brought a fruitcake pizza, and that went over very well with a lot of people. I don't know what we'll have this year on Friday, but we're all looking forward to it to find out what kind of pizza will be coming in on Friday morning as we light the WGH Christmas tree. So a lot of stuff going on there. Of course, this week is the busiest travel day of the year. That's Wednesday. I wanted to give you a little information on that. Let's see here. It's already been a record year for travel, is what I learned this morning. The Transportation Security Administration saw 7 of the 10 busiest travel days in its history in 2013, said Administrator Thanksgiving and the Sunday after Thanksgiving. And don't expect a reprieve on the roads. Most Americans will get their holiday get to their holiday destination by automobile. More than 55 million people are expected to head to at least 50 miles or more to their Thanksgiving destination between Wednesday, November 22nd and Sunday, November 26th. That's more than 49 million of them will drive, according to AAA. The organization predicts this year we'll see the third highest travel numbers for the holiday stretch since 2000, making a return to pre-pandemic levels. So there you go. Can you imagine that? 49 million people will be driving to get to their Thanksgiving destination. I'm glad that I do not have to drive to get anywhere on Thanksgiving, because people do come over to my house. Family, mostly. I mean, there are some people from the outside, but it's mainly family. And we'll have a good time with that on Thanksgiving. And that's why I'm excited this year that we are doing Thanksgiving. And I think it'll be a better than it's been the last few years. So there you go. Everything looking up. And I'm sure everybody else will have a great Thanksgiving as well. And we'll talk more about that as we get closer to the holiday. Okay, so all this stuff going on this week. So basically, if you're keeping track here, Wednesday morning, we've got the Thanksgiving pizza. Thursday's Thanksgiving. Friday is the big Christmas pizza. And then Saturday, we're lighting the tree in downtown Marion in Founders Park. So what a busy week it's going to be here at WGH Talk. Is everybody getting ready for the big Thanksgiving holiday? Do you have your turkey? Do you have your ham? Do you have your cranberry sauce? Do you have your family get-together all planned? My goodness, it is coming up fast. All right, phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And remember again, 26 people so far in the fruitcake toss for December the 14th, starting at 7 p.m. Now, there is something we have to do this morning that I do every Thanksgiving. And I want to get it in early this week because I think it's a lot of fun. Years ago, 2010 was the year. So it's been 13 years ago now. Can you imagine that? 13 years ago. Legendary comedian Phyllis Diller, who was a huge name in comedy, was a pretty good friend of mine at that point and coming on the show quite a bit. And what happened was I had written this idea that I would call the Butterball Turkey Hotline. I don't even know if there is a Butterball Turkey Hotline anymore. There probably is. But I would call the Butterball Turkey Hotline, and Phyllis Diller would be working at the Butterball Turkey Hotline. And we would get into this funny conversation. So I wrote this little script out, and I sent it off to Phyllis, and she liked it. And she said, let's do it. And we taped it back in 2010, Thanksgiving of 2010. And I've been playing it every Thanksgiving ever since, 13 years. And what makes this funny, some of this is scripted because some of it was the script, but Phyllis did not stick exactly to script, and I think that made it funnier. So that's what happened, and we've been using it ever since. We play it every year. Phyllis passed away in 2012, so she's now been gone 11 years, and we're still playing this, and I'm glad we can always bring her back into people's homes during the holiday time. So per our Thanksgiving tradition here at WGH Talk, I think this is the year I'm actually going to play it in its entirety. Sometimes in years past, I have cut it up a little bit because it did air on another station. I was at another station at the time that I created this. But this year, I'm just going to let it roll in pretty much its entirety. So let's go back 13 years ago with the legendary Phyllis Diller, the big Butterball Turkey sketch here on WGH Talk.
This is Scott Spears, and with Thanksgiving just around the corner, I have received many questions from listeners about how to make the perfect turkey. So with that in mind, I'm going to call the Butterball Turkey Hotline on air today to speak with a culinary expert to get your turkey troubles answered by a professional. Let's dial the old Butterball Hotline here and see if we can get somebody on the line. I'm sure they get a lot of calls this time of year, but very eager to answer, I'm sure. Good people over at Butterball. Not sure how long this hotline's been up and running, but I know it's been a while.
Butterball here.
Yes, this is Scott Spears from W...
Oh, yeah, Scott. I recognize your voice, Scott. I'm Butterball.
Now, wait. This voice sounds familiar.
Oh, my voice?
Your voice.
I'm the voice of Butterball.
You're the voice of Butterball.
Yeah, you better believe it.
Now, wait a second. This sounds like Phyllis Diller, not a Butterball employee.
You got it.
What are you doing working for Butterball, Phyllis?
Well, I always need to pick up a little extra change. And I wouldn't mind a little slice of something to eat that's that good.
Are you versed in turkey etiquette?
Well, they hired me, didn't they?
Okay. Well, I've got some questions for you, Phyllis.
I bet you do. I bet you got a lot of questions. I got the answers.
Okay, well, here we go. Let's get to the questions that the listeners have submitted. How do you thaw a frozen turkey on Thanksgiving Day? Does the size of the roasting pan make a difference? That's from Jessica from Cardington.
Now, that's about four different questions. Will you slow down, Scott?
I will. Let me try that again.
Try one question at a time.
I will try to take them in
order.
That's a good one. How do you thaw a frozen turkey on Thanksgiving Day?
Okay, that is the dumbest question I've ever heard. And number one, a turkey doesn't thaw on the day that you're going to eat it, because that damn thing is hard as a rock. You got to leave it out overnight. And the poor thing is frozen in the first place. Be sure you cover it with a quilt so it doesn't cry. Because if it cries, it'll keep you awake all night. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
They have feathers, but they're cold.
You know, Phyllis, so you're telling me if you haven't put your turkey out the night before...
No, you don't cook it the night before.
No.
You thaw it out all night. Sometimes it takes two nights to thaw out Fang. Coldest man I ever knew.
How's he doing?
Terrible.
Really? Does he like the holidays?
I make him sleep with a turkey.
Phyllis, second part of this question. Does the size of the roasting pan make a difference?
Oh, boy. It makes the turkey crazy to see that roasting pan. I'll tell you the difference it makes. I have a big roasting pan that the turkey fits in, but you can't shut the oven door.
So what do you...
It's too big to go in the oven.
What do you do?
Well, I go next door, borrow a pan.
So you kind of lean on your neighbors at the holidays.
What about the neighbors?
You lean on your neighbors at the holiday time.
Lean? They're my whole life.
Hey, there you go. Let's get on to question. Are you busy this year, at this time of year, by the way, Phyllis, with Butterball?
I'm busy every time of year. People love my Butterball. I have explained to people year after year, day after day, turkey is not used as a meat often enough. It is a healthful meat. It is one of the cheapest meats you can serve, and yet the idiots only do it once a year. Have I made it clear?
You've made it clear, Phyllis. Question number two. What internal temperature should the turkey be when it's done? That's from Betty and Marion.
Oh, Betty and Marion. Is that two women or a man and a woman?
I believe that's one person here in Marion, Ohio.
Oh, Betty in Marion.
Yes.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay. Well, the internal temperature should always be 68 degrees. Every room in the house should be 68 degrees.
So the turkey should be the same temperature.
I didn't say that. You said what should the internal temperature be? And you mean of the turkey?
Of the turkey.
Hell, I've never been in a turkey. I don't know about that.
Does Butterball...
How would I know? I can't get in there.
Does Butterball give you any type of training, Phyllis?
No, they assumed that I knew. Oh, that'll be the day.
Well, I think that last one's a lost cause. Let's go on to number three.
Oh, yeah.
How should I carve the Thanksgiving turkey? That's from Joan, who is also in Marion.
Joan lives in Marion?
Joan lives in Marion.
Well, it's a lovely little town. Lovely little town. When you carve a turkey, you should use a knife.
Does Fang carve your turkey?
You think I would let him have a knife?
Have there been problems in the past with that?
Oh, he's too dangerous to let him have a knife. He probably cut the curtains down, and he'd probably do a lot of damage, and he's not trustworthy.
Is there any special way to carve the turkey? Of course you do it with a knife, but is there any special carving method?
Let me think. Well, I would start with the juiciest, biggest, meatiest part of the turkey food. And that would be the breast. The breast of your butterball. Butterball breast, you can't beat that. Then you get that dressing, that gravy, and I'm starting to drool.
You're making me hungry, Phyllis.
Oh, goody.
Here we go. Question number four. What kind of stuffing should I use? This comes from Brandon in Cardington.
Where's Cardington?
Cardington's just up the road from Marion, about 15 minutes.
Is that one of those chic suburbs?
Well, I don't know how chic it is. I don't want to offend the people in Cardington, but it's not bad.
Uh-huh. It sounds like a little other community close to Marion.
A little piece of heaven.
Is that what it is?
I that's how I like to put it.
That's what a butterball is, a little piece of heaven. Well, I forgot the question.
Stuffing, Phyllis.
Stuffing. Oh, yes. My favorite part of holding in is the stuffing. Oh, my God, and there are at least 100 different varieties. A lot of people use cornbread. I prefer stale bread, which I have amassed during the year.
Stale bread?
Stale bread, yes. I take all the stale bread, cut it up in little croutons, and I prefer old-fashioned country dressing. Simply celery, and that stale bread, I'll cut up as celery salt, garlic salt, onion salt, onions all cut up. Lots of garlic, fresh garlic, all cut up. And let's see what else we put in. Onions, celery, and bread are the basics. From then on, you go with all the different spices. I know that for a fact, for my Thanksgiving dinner, I'm going to be a guest at Rosemary Stack's home. That's Robert Stack's widow.
Really?
Yeah, and she has a cook who makes something I never heard of. She mentioned one of the spices. And I can't remember now, but it was a spice I never heard of in a stuffing. So I can't wait to go there to just sit in a lavish, they used to call it board, lavish table, and eat somebody else's.
Phyllis, did you know Robert Stack well?
Oh, yes, but I never slept with him. I didn't know him that well. But his wife, his widow, is a close friend, and I loved Robert Stack. He was an adorable man.
You know, Phyllis, he was a great actor. He seemed like a nice guy when you would see him on television, but because of that show, Unsolved Mysteries, he gave me nightmares.
Really?
I just, every time I heard his voice,
I was
taken back.
Well, you know, he worked till he died. He was over 80, and he loved his work, and he always wanted to work. And I thought that was a good thing. I think it was sage, the dressing. Sage?
Oh, that, Yeah.
Would that be maybe one?
Well, that's a good spice.
Well, I maybe it's a sage turkey dressing.
A sage turkey dressing from a sage woman for a sage turkey.
Hot damn.
There we go. One more question, Phyllis, and then we'll let you get back to the phones there at Butterball. How long should I cook a 10-pound turkey? That comes from James, who's also here in Marion.
Jane?
James.
Jane. Or Jean.
It, whatever at this point. It doesn't
all
really matter.
All right. Okay. You should cook it till it's done.
That's kind of vague, Phyllis.
Well, it must be tender through. I'm no good with those thermometers and the ice pick and the this and that. I don't know. Take a fork.
Jam a fork in it.
Yeah, do that.
And if nothing, if it doesn't yell ouch, you're okay.
Sort of.
Well, Phyllis, you're going over to the Stacks for Thanksgiving. Mrs. Stack.
Yes.
Should be a lot of fun.
Oh, yes.
And the Butterball people aren't keeping you too busy?
No, they're very good to me. They love my rum balls.
Do they?
Yeah, I make rum balls for the children every Thanksgiving.
And how does that go?
Well, one Thanksgiving I got a little confused because I was drinking a lot of rum while I was making them. And I got confused with the recipe. Got far too much rum in my rum balls. And all these happy children running around full of rum.
Ah, Phyllis Diller, you're a treasure. Thank you so much for joining us on Thanksgiving and giving us something to laugh about. And you know, laughter behind turkey is the best medicine.
Absolutely. Eat well, laugh well, live well.
Absolutely. The wonderful, gracious, my pal, the amazing Phyllis Diller. Happy Thanksgiving.
My pal, Scott Spears. You have one too.
All right. We are nothing if not for tradition here at WGH Talk. And you know something? When I hear that, the famous Phyllis Diller Butterball skit from 2010, you know what that makes me think of? Two things. Number one, I wish I had the script. You know, I should have kept more things in my life. I don't know how much... Partially, that was written, but partially it was improvised. Like, I know I had something in there about rum balls, but what she said was not what I had. So there was a lot of improv in that particular skit. And number two, you know, you hear me say this a lot, and maybe this is a good time to point out why I say this a lot. I am so, so, so lucky. Can you imagine Phyllis Diller, the first female comedian, single, ever, in the history of the world, before she passed away, did a skit with me for Thanksgiving that we can still play 11 years after her death? We recorded that 13 years ago. How lucky am I? And she was fun, and that laugh, and it was just, you know, it's a great life. Let's put it that way. All right. Phone lines are open. 48 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. Were you happy to hear the Phyllis Diller Butterball sketch? I believe this is the 10th Thanksgiving we've had here at this station. And I think I've played that every year. So, again, it's been played somewhere every year since we recorded that back in 2010. So 13 years of playing the Phyllis Diller Butterball Turkey Sketch. Again, phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And very similarly, we have the Ed Asner Christmas Sketch that we play every year, which we will play during the Christmas holiday season. So again, wherever Phyllis is today, we thank her for recording that 13 years ago. 13 Thanksgivings ago, and we're still around listening and laughing to it today. 740-751-4038 if there's anything on your mind. Okay. Again, 26 people so far in the fruitcake toss coming up on December the 14th. And, you know, this event is growing in a lot of ways. We do have mascots now for the fruitcake toss. Claxton and Fruity C, our elves, will be there. I think we'll be doing a little bit of a sing-along that night. I don't know how big the sing-along will be, but we'll be doing a sing-along on fruitcake toss night. And I believe we might have Buckeyes there that night. I don't think that's totally confirmed yet, but it looks like we might have Buckeyes there that night. So I'm looking forward to that on the 14th at the fruitcake toss. So, boy, I'll tell you, we've got quite a list here for the fruitcake toss. I'm impressed by the list. And at this point, I don't know who the odds-on favorite are this year, but I can tell you the winner will receive a plaque, and they'll also receive a family four pass to the Columbus Zoo Lights in Columbus, Ohio. So there you go. Oh, I ran into Phyllis Shirk yesterday, dear friend, listener to the station. Got to tell her that the studios had moved to a new location here in Marion, and just caught up with her. You know, I love Phyllis and Larry Shirk, two of the nicest people you'd ever want to meet. Always good to be with them. So I thank Phyllis and Larry for everything they've done. You know, Phyllis, when I was off last year, well, I never was really off the air, but when I was not coming into the office every day, Phyllis sent me a card just about every week. Now, there is a salt-of-the-earth person, and I certainly thank her for doing that all the times that she did it. So thank you, Phyllis, for doing all those things. Okay. Well, I think I've covered everything on my end here this morning. Thanksgiving coming up this week. We did the Phyllis Diller Butterball Turkey Skit. We've got the Fruitcake Toss coming up on the 14th. I'll be doing the Christmas tree lighting in Caledonia on the 9th. Also, the Marion Christmas tree lighting on the 25th. Bob Welsh will be in town this Wednesday for the big Thanksgiving pizza. I about said turkey. Thanksgiving pizza. On Friday, we'll have the big Christmas pizza. And busiest travel day of the year, apparently starting on Wednesday. So there you go. All right, phone lines open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Is anybody having any trouble finding their Thanksgiving items this year? You know, we ran into, what was it, a couple years ago? There was a run on cranberry sauce. Nobody could find the cranberry sauce in the can. And a listener ended up bringing me a can of cranberry sauce that year. I don't know if there's a run on anything this year. I haven't seen that or heard that to be a problem. How many of you out there make your own stuffing? You know, so many people now buy the store-bought stuffing because I think they think it's easier. And it probably is. I think you just add water to the store-bought stuffing. But does anybody still do the stuffing? Homemade, kind of like Phyllis talked about in that little segment there. Get the celery and the bread and the spices and make your homemade stuffing. Is anybody else looking forward to Thanksgiving this year? I know I am. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. But it also, you know, holidays like this, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, things like that, they make you reflect back on holidays of yesteryear. And even though holidays are a busy time, it's nice to think back to good times you've had and good times you'll have in the future. And good times you'll have currently, which is also, I think, a very important thing. You know, I was talking to somebody yesterday. They came up to me, and they were talking about the election results. And I will tell you, I do think there are a lot of people who are worried about the holidays. Oh, we got a message here. I make my own stuffing and cranberry sauce. Well, now that is impressive. You know what? I think I have heard about this stuffing before, though. I can't remember what kind of stuffing it was, but I do think I've heard about the stuffing. Now, the cranberry sauce, I had not heard about. I like cranberry sauce, but to be honest with you, pretty much I've always had it out of the can. Some people like the jellied cranberry sauce, and some people like the cranberry sauce that is actually made of cranberries. So that's just kind of how that shakes out every year. All right. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing well.
It's been quite a while since I've called in.
This topic must have spurred it.
Well, you know, because I do make my own stuffing.
Well, by the way, Abby, this is Abby, of course, if people don't recognize the voice. Now, what do you do?
So I use, like, day-old bread, which is kind of hard to find since, you know, Nichols Bakery closed. I used to buy the bread there, but then I just set it out, like, the day before, open it up so it gets a little bit stale, and chop it up into cubes. I add poultry seasoning and carrots and a lot of butter and onion, red onion, sweet red onion.
Now, see, that's interesting because I was thinking when Phyllis did her thing this morning, now, why do you have to use stale bread?
To be honest, I really don't know.
But
that's just how I was taught to make it.
But you do. You have to use stale bread.
Yeah, that's what it says. I mean, that's how I've done it since I've been making my own. My stepmother actually taught me how to make it, so I don't know. I've done this for years, just like she did, I guess.
Well, it sounds good. Now, what does it come out tasting like?
It's so good. It's like my most favorite thing. It's hard to eat, you know, box stuffing now since I've always had it.
Now,
I do stuff a turkey. So I do stuff the turkey with it, some of it, and then I put it all around the turkey as well as it cooks. And then I have just put like an aluminum foil and put it right on the oven rack in the aluminum foil and bake it for like 30 minutes and then mix it all together, like unstuff the turkey and mix it all together. And it's delicious.
Now, what is the stuff you put? You put what in this again?
So poultry seasoning.
Poultry seasoning.
Matchstick carrots. I use matchstick carrots, but then I chop them up even more. And then sweet red onion and butter, like a lot of butter. Like probably I melt like a pound or 2 pounds of butter.
Wow, that is a lot of butter.
It is. But I mean, it's like, I don't know, like 4 sticks or something like that.
Now, how many people does this feed?
A lot. I mean, like, I usually do like 4 loaves of bread. And because I intentionally want leftovers, but we usually feed, I don't know, we probably feed like 15 to 20 people on the day of Thanksgiving, and then I have leftovers.
Oh, very. Now, what about the homemade cranberry sauce?
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Like, it's cranberries, like, you know, whole cranberries at the store, and it has orange juice with it, and then you put it on a stovetop with sugar and boil it all down, and I put it in, like, a mason jar I make it usually the day before and then put it in the refrigerator.
You know, you're creative, but you're a good cook. I mean, I've eaten several things that you've made homemade, and you have a knack for that. And it's funny because years ago, somebody told me, and I, not to speak ill of anybody here, but that a lot of the churches that serve these free meals on Thanksgiving, that now that it's going to the younger generation, that the older people do not want to cook the big meals anymore, that the quality of things, like especially the pie, are starting to suffer because nothing against, you know, people below 50, but they just don't cook as much as their elders did, so it's a different kind of taste.
I would agree with that, kind of. I mean, like, I don't, you know, I love cooking big meals, I love baking things, but I can't say that, like, on a nightly basis. I mean, growing up, we had dinner every night. Like, my mom cooked every night. I don't have the time to do that. I think we're just much busier now than what maybe they used to be.
It could be. It could be. Now, we got about a minute here before the break, so what are you thankful for this year?
Oh, gosh. That, as always, my family, I think, first and foremost. I have a wonderful family, wonderful friends. I think that's my go-to thankful every year or every day even.
And you're it's just a few days away. It's hard for me to believe that Thanksgiving is 3 days away.
I totally agree. I was just at Casey's school today, and we were having that conversation. It's like, it doesn't even feel like Thanksgiving week yet. Like, I don't know. I think it doesn't either, but I'm excited. I love the holidays.
Yeah, it's coming up quick. Well, I'm so glad you called in, and I'll see you later today.
I will see you later.
Hey, thanks, Abby. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Abby out there cooking her homemade stuffing and her homemade cranberry sauce. Always good to hear from her. Glad she called in. It's always a lot of fun to hear from Abby. All right, we're going to take a break here. We're going to come back with much more after the break.
You're listening to the place for the best guests and talk. From Joey Diori at WG.